Hey, what's up, guys? Matt Scott here from the Lifestyle Flipper Show, and it has been a very, very long time since my last podcast recording. I've just been busy. Like, it sounds, I don't have really any other excuses other than, I've just been so busy. It sounds silly, right? Like, why can't I just record a podcast on my way into work or my way home? But, like, seriously, my mental capacity has been to the absolute extent over this last like 4 or 5 weeks. So just after my last podcast that I recorded, I flew over to the Philippines and I met with my team for the first time, which was absolutely amazing. A massive success. We bonded really, really well. I had a great time over there with my team. Learned a lot more about them and they learned a lot more about me than what we typically would, if we hadn't have met, if we, just continued our, working relationship virtually, I guess, So, yes, of course, we talk on the phone and we talk, all the time via our email, via our chat. But, of course, as you know, like being in person one-on-one is much different. It's a much richer experience. So if you're ever at the stage where you've got a team that are, based overseas, I highly, highly recommend investing in meeting them and spending the time to, strengthen your team that way. So after the Philippines, I went to China. And the purpose of my visit was to find some new suppliers, but while I was there, I met up with one of my existing suppliers for some of my products, and that was great. It really just strengthened our relationship as well. I'd only met them once before the previous year, so going back this year, it was almost like we're old friends now, because we've been, we've got a relationship that's like a year old now. So it was, we were able to talk about things that we didn't necessarily talk about last time. We're able to discuss, intimate product details that, we might not have been able to speak about last time. It was really cool, and that really strengthened our relationship and helped to advance one of my brands as well, which they manufacture for me. So after that, I went and saw, how many different suppliers did I say? I went and saw 4 potential new suppliers, and out of those 4, they were in 2 different niches for 2 different, brands of mine. And out of those 4, I picked 1 from each. So there was, 2 for one niche and 2 for the other I could choose from. Which is something that I'd really highly recommend as well. Like, you don't want to go all the way over to China or, wherever you're going to source suppliers and just see the one factory or the one supplier, because then you don't really have a benchmark to gauge, how professional they are, the quality of their products, the things you like and don't like. And these are all things that you're going to pick up as soon as you meet that person, as soon as you jump in the car, like how they greet you. There's like a whole host of different things, and you're constantly judging and assessing and thinking, okay, which is going to be the best way to go. But if you've got multiple factories that you go and visit, then you have a much better chance of finding the right supplier for you, and also being able to know if a supplier is not right for you at all. So I went to Philippines, went to China, saw 4 new suppliers, and I also attended the Canton Fair, which has changed its name now to the China, it's called something like the China Import Export Show or trade show or fair or something like that. It's changed its name from the Canton Fair, because obviously, the city of Canton's called Guangzhou now. I don't know why they changed the name, but it's called something else now. But I went to phase 1 of the Canton Fair, and that was really cool. They've got 3 phases, which spans over the space of a month or a month and a half, I think. Each phase lasts for a week. And each phase of the fair has different exhibitors there. So depending on the type of products that you're looking for, you will go to a different phase. So the type of products I was looking for at this particular time was we're in phase one. So I went to phase one of the Canton Fair, and that was really cool. It was amazingly big. It was huge. Like, you hear stories about how big this event is, and that, like, they're just the size of the buildings and everything, and they're all true. It's absolutely massive. I wear a Fitbit thing on my wrist, and it tracks the amount of steps that you do and the distance. And for that particular day, I did something like 22,000 steps, which is like 17 or 18 kilometers worth of walking. And I didn't even get to see it all. Like, I saw a good chunk of everything, but yeah, I didn't even get to see it all. I did it in one day. You could easily spend 2 or 3 days at the Canton Fair, but I felt, you know, I wasn't really going there other than any purpose than to just explore and see what I find. So one day there was enough for me. I had a limited time in China, so I wanted to spend more time actually visiting suppliers and rather than being at the Canton Fair. But that was crazy. That was amazing. I actually found a supplier there that I went and later visited their factory afterwards, which is really cool. But yeah, like it's been an amazing few weeks. So as soon as I got back, I had to organize what I was going to be ordering, and had to set up my future plans for that. So that's really where a lot of my focus and energy has been on that, plus, you know, of course, the usual running of the business and growing of the businesses, but actually working out what I should be importing, how I'm going to be storing it and distributing it. Some of my products I'm importing are actually really large, like so large that they might only fit, you know, 2 or 3 units or even 1 unit per container. So I had to find a larger forklift and buy a larger forklift as well. So yeah, I've been busy doing that. But look, it's all slowly starting to come under control now, which is great, because I found myself being at the like capacity of my energy and my brain power. I really push myself to the limit, but it's cool. Like it's not something that's constant. After I've ordered all those products, you know, things now are starting to slow down a bit, which is good. I mean, I don't mean sales, but I mean like the things that I have to do to grow my business to the next level, they're sort of starting to ease off a bit, if that makes sense. Another real thing, a real cool thing that I wanted to bring up in this podcast, which I'd actually planned to talk about more so than like what I've been doing, but is something that came up yesterday in a conversation with some buddies of mine. A little while ago, I stopped using percentage off discount codes on all of my stores, and I changed them in favor for set dollar amount discount codes over a certain threshold. So I have a generic pop-up on all of my stores, which I'll probably end up playing with and changing a little bit to move it away from a pop-up, because I think that intrudes on the customer journey a little bit. But I've got a generic pop-up which comes up, I think, like 5 seconds after the visitor jumps on my website. And what that pop-up does, it gives the customer a $15 off coupon. $15 off any order over, I think it's like $150 or $200, all right? So it's not much. Like, it's a very small amount. And most of my products are, for example, my average order value on most of my stores is, $500-$600. We sell products that are over $30,000. So, you know, like, giving $15 off isn't really going to break the bank. yet it makes the customer still feel like they're getting a deal. And that's the biggest thing here. What we're trying to do with these coupon codes is make the customer feel like they're getting a good deal, like they're getting a bargain, like they're lucky, but without sacrificing too much of your profit. And when I first changed from using, I used to use a 5% off coupon code. And if someone was purchasing an item which was, you know, like a couple of thousand dollars, like that 5% added up to a lot of money. Like that was, you know, hundreds of dollars that I was just giving away when I didn't need to. And so a while back, I changed it to a $15 off coupon, and it works. And it came up in conversation yesterday because I had this one customer who we didn't speak to at all. He just went onto our website, searched for it and found the product that he wanted. It was close to $5,000, and he used this $15 off coupon code to purchase that product. And what that said to me, like without talking to him, but what that said to me was that he felt like he was getting a good deal. Like if he didn't care about the coupon code, he wouldn't use it, right? But he went onto our website, he didn't need to call us, he didn't need to email, he didn't need to chat with us. He found what he wanted. He got a coupon code, so it feels like he's getting a good deal. But I did the math, and it works out to be like a 0.32% discount, rather than, you know, what we used to be giving was like a 5%. So I walk away with, my company walks away with a lot more profit in our pocket. The customer walks away happy still. So really it's win-win for everyone. So if you are using percentage off discounts, just test it out. Change it over to a fixed dollar amount and, you know, see what the results are for you. It's working for me on my stores, and it's something that I, you know, wanted to share with you guys. So that's it for me for today. It's Friday. I am looking forward to the weekend. I've just been so busy the last couple of weeks. I'm going to be hanging out with the family, with my daughter. Really just looking forward to chilling at home, doing a few cool things like that. But yeah, we'll catch you guys on the next one. And be sure to leave a positive review if you've enjoyed this podcast on iTunes. It really helps. And see you guys.